Welcome to News from the Krabby Coffee Shop with your hosts, Don McLean from Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, Garage Logic's newsman, Mr. FYI, John Hite, and the crabbiest guy in the coffee shop, Kenny Olson.
Hi, dummies.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, wait. I shouldn't have answered that, should I?
You fall for it every time.
I do.
What are we doing today?
Well, we're talking to a really cool person who is doing something so amazing. I don't even know how somebody thinks this up to even do it.
Bridget McCutcheon is going to ride a Kawasaki, what is it, a 350 air-cooled Versys, I think it is, not just to the West Coast or the East Coast or up Highway 61. She's going to ride this thing around the world.
Man.
Yeah. I became aware of Bridget over the weekend and did a deep dive and read a whole bunch of articles around about her. And it's really a fascinating tale. And what's even better about this, this is obviously going to cost a bunch of money. She's not sponsored. No corporate sponsors here, or no big, giant corporate sponsors. She's raising money on her own. And I believe she wants to leave, what was it, the end of August. She wants to hit the road. And I think she's planning on being gone a year. But this is really interesting, and we've got her lined up. Ross is making the phone call right now. Her brother is one of her inspirations. She's got two older brothers, and one of them did a long motorcycle trip. Oh, to South America. That's what it
ended
was.
Ended up in South America,
Yeah. Boy, that sounds like a song, doesn't it? I ended up in South America. Well, I woke up in Brazil. And so if Ross ever gets a hold of her, we're going to talk to her. I don't know where to go first.
He has her. He was just talking to her.
Hi, Bridget. Welcome to News from the Krabby Coffee Shop.
Hello.
What an interesting character you are. We all know people that ride their bikes, you know, maybe to Sturgis or California or around the country, Alaska.
Yeah, across the country.
I've got a buddy that's been to Alaska a few times on his bike, and he takes a big Honda Goldwing. It's like almost like driving my pickup. It's so comfortable. None of that was good, and that's not good enough for you, Bridget. You're going around the world.
Yep, that's the plan. It sounds easy when you say it like that.
You're 21 years old, right?
Mm-hmm, currently.
I'm guessing by the time you hit my age, the thought of doing this, you'd want to take, like, say, a Mercedes, at the very least a Mercedes C-Class. But what inspired this trip? Why?
Oh, boy. So that's always, it's a hard question because it's not one answer, but here goes. So it was mostly my brother. Pretty much my whole family rides some form of motorcycle, and one day I was visiting him and he's like, hey, there's this thing. And I'm like, what thing, Thomas? What thing? And he says, all right, so there's this guy, his name's Henry Crew. Like 2019, he breaks the world record for youngest man to go around the world. And he's 23. He's like, at the time I was 20.
Yeah.
He said, you're 20. Like, you could do this. And I was like, no. Uh-uh. Because I had been riding up to that point, but I hadn't been, like, really seriously considering any big, big motorcycle trips. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. And I was like, why am I telling myself no?
Right.
Like, what's keeping me from doing this? And I just decided it was myself, and I thought it would be a great idea. So here we are.
Wow.
Well, now is the time, too. By the way, I need to introduce my partners, Don McLean, you heard her, and John Hite, also with us, and you've talked to Ross off the air. Your age is the age to do it. That's all I can say. And you're not doing it on, you used to have, or maybe you still have, a Kawasaki Ninja. That's a hell of a machine, a really fun, fast sport bike. But can you imagine taking that I can't ride a sport bike myself for longer than 45 minutes, and I have to get off and lay down on the ground just to get my back straight again. Can you imagine riding that thing around the world?
I could do it.
Really?
It would not be as comfortable. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can do this trip on anything. You could probably do it on a scooter. People have done it on bicycles. I mean, pretty much anything. You just have to have, you know, the determination to get there. Now, would I be comfortable? No.
No, no.
So before I got my new bike, I took my Ninja to the West Coast. I took it to the East Coast. I took it around the Great Lakes. I did, I think, last summer, 17,000 miles on it.
Wow. By yourself?
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
I'm so impressed. So let me ask you about your brother now. Was he older than the other guy who did it, crew, at the time when he convinced you? Yeah, exactly. So he couldn't do it because he was too old, and he's like, I'm going to get her to do it.
Yeah, maybe he was baiting you, Bridget.
I have five other siblings, and it's pretty much a common theme that if one of us can't do something, we're like, hey, guys, anyone up for this?
That's great. That's awesome.
Tell me about the motorcycle you finally decided on. It seems like a very sensible machine.
I think so. So I currently have and will be taking a Kawasaki Versys X300. And it's a 2020 model, no ABS.
Uh-huh. Good. I don't like ABS on bikes, but yeah, go ahead.
So this bike, if you're familiar with the KOR, which is sort of Kawasaki's other adventure bike.
Sure.
The KOR is like an off-road bike that does street well. And this bike is an on-road bike that does dirt well.
Yeah.
And that sort of fits more of my riding style. With the Ninja, I could, you know, take it on a gravel road comfortably, but I never did much off-roading, so I didn't want to just switch, like, complete riding styles, because I wouldn't know what I was doing.
Sure.
And this motorcycle, Kawasaki took the engine from their Ninja, which is what I'm familiar with, and they put it in a sportier frame. They built a sporty frame around it. It has, you know, it's a smaller displacement motorcycle. It's not too heavy. It's just like a dot over 400 pounds. So I can pick it up easily by myself all day if I need to.
Yeah. Is it air-cooled or liquid-cooled?
It is liquid-cooled.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I saw the fins in the picture and thought, is that thing air-cooled? But no, you'll like liquid cooled, especially in the hotter climates. That'll play in your favor. How are you with mechanical stuff?
I grew up on a farm. I've been around engines my whole life. Anything that I could do on the side of the road, I can do to that bike. It is a little tricky because there's more technology there, which isn't something I'm used to. But I could, you know, figure it out.
Doesn't changing a tire on a motorcycle, that just sucks. What an awful job. Oh, my goodness. If you're like me, you know, and you don't do it a lot, the first one takes you about 30 minutes, and then the second one you can get done in about 5 minutes. It's no big deal. It's always relearning the process. And by the way, speaking of tires, what are you going to do about rubber on the along the way? Because I'm guessing you're going to go through a few sets of tires.
Oh, yeah. So there's actually a pretty good, with technology these days and the internet, it's not too hard to get tires. There's obviously some places in the world where you're just too remote, but you can estimate approximately when you will need new tires. Now, of course, there's emergency situations where you go through, you know, I don't know, a field of piranhas, and suddenly your tires are gone. But aside from that, it's not too hard to get tires pretty much wherever.
Good. What about the stuff you're bringing along? How do you know what not to bring and what's absolutely essential?
So that goes by like a case-by-case basis. For me, I've been fortunate enough to have a pretty decent amount of experience camping and motorcycle camping. So I have a pretty decent idea of what like I'll need or what I know I need. So there's things like, there's the possibility things, right? There's your air compressor, your inner tube.
Sure.
For the possibility of misfortune. And then there's the things that you use every day. Your camp, your tent, your sleeping bag, pad. So it's just stuff like that. And there's plenty of resources online of scenarios like, hey, this is something that often happens. This pretty much never happens, and it's pretty easy to get. Like tires. I won't be bringing an extra pair of tires on the bike because I can get them.
Right.
Bridget, aside from breaking the record or attempting to break the record, are there actual things you want to see and try and do on this trip, or is this solely about just getting through it and completing the mission?
So, and I'll put this as a point there. So the record is categorized through men and women. So I'm actually setting the record for youngest woman.
Ah, nice.
In my eyes, I'll break the record for youngest man, but whatever.
Yeah.
Love it.
So there isn't like one particular place that I'm like, yeah, I really want to go there. There's like a few places like, yeah, that would be cool. But the nature of my adventure is really unpredictable. I'm not sure where I'm going to be.
Cool.
So it's kind of like, I'm just going to see the world. I know no matter where I go, I'm going to see, you know, amazing things. So I'm just kind of letting my adventure unfold as it happens.
Oh, awesome.
Do you, Bridget, do you have a, you must have sat down and drawn up something that resembles a route, I'm assuming? And
yeah.
If so, how exactly did you do that? And I know from reading the stories online, some of that has had to change since you first landed. Can you tell us how you came up just with the plan, which way to go?
So some of it, going back to the record is important to finish answering the other question, but it's not like the whole trip. As the trip, even before I've left, the record has become less important. It's still something that I strive for, but it's not going to take over the whole trip. So as far as planning the route, there are certain requirements for breaking the record. Some of them are you have to go a minimum of, I think, 24,900 miles. And you have to visit two antipodal points, which are two points directly opposing each other on the globe. And so that was something I had to take into consideration when planning my route. So as far as North America, I'll probably bounce around sort of the western side, go down the coast through Mexico into south, sort of Central America, and then go down, you know, really far to the Darien Gap, which is this sort of no road location between Central and South America. And you sort of, you know, you hop on a boat, take a boat over, and then you're in South America, and I'm sort of going down the west side of South America.
Okay.
If you're familiar with the Pan American Highway,
yeah,
I'm doing that.
What, not to put any negative thoughts into your head, but what parts of the globe are you most concerned about? For whatever reason.
I think when I get over to Asia, I'm most concerned about not being able to get through there because Russia is kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Iran is really hard to go through, and China is pretty much on complete lockdown. So there's a bunch of, you know,
things that need to happen before next year.
Yes.
Okay, definitely. And I did just contribute to your GoFundMe. We really need to get people to do this for you because you don't have any sponsors right now. You're just, you know, trying to do this on your own. So we're going to try to at least get you to 50% with our listeners. She's at 15% right now.
Oh, we're gonna need. Yeah, we're gonna need to raise a lot of money for you here.
Yeah,
Bridget.
And what's your total goal? It's not very much, 10 grand.
Yeah. So for that, and I just recalculated my budget today,
mm-hmm.
and it's looking. My original calculation was somewhere in the 15,000 mark,
mm-hmm.
and today I redid it, and it's like $30,000.
You don't have to be, yeah, definitely. You need, gas prices keep going up, first of all.
Yep.
Second of all, you just need, you need corporate sponsors. You need, like,
yeah,
what about the dang motorcycle you're riding?
Yeah, what about Kawasaki USA? Let's go here.
Come on.
You'd think they'd want to be all over this.
So here's the thing. I bought that motorcycle privately. Originally, I wanted to get sponsored by Kawasaki, but it is really hard to get something like Kawasaki to sponsor you because they are a massive company. They
yeah.
make submarines. I did not know this.
Oh.
Kawasaki makes submarines.
Yep.
Wow.
All of those Japanese motorcycle companies make other things, and some of it is military. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Wow.
So it's, on that sort of corporate level, it's very hard to get cash sponsorship. Something that I'm doing. So I've been concentrating on sort of more local businesses and things like that.
Yeah, I
There's
get you.
There's also the long term. If I ask a major company for, you know, a few thousand dollars in a cash sponsorship, I'm not getting that for free. Mind you, I'm doing the trip and I'd be advertising for them. But they could want something long term, like 4 or 5 years. And motorcycling is a great passion of mine, and I will be doing it for the rest of my life, but it's not my career. When I come back from this trip, I'm going to be going back to my actual career, which is, you know, maritime stuff.
Which is pretty badass in itself. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving the big ones on the Great Lakes, right?
So I'm not officially driving yet. I have all the time for my captain's license. I just need to submit it so I can get my... So I would be getting a 100-ton near-coastal master's, and that would... Anything under 200 tons, I would be able to drive.
Sweet.
But this is kind of taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
this priority. Is... will you be friends with me just so I can say that I know you? I am a 48-year-old woman, so it might be a little awkward, but...
Yeah, but you're both pretty badass.
I hang out with old people all the time.
Oh, yes, great. I love it.
It's funny.
Well with this show.
It's funny that Dawn would say that because I'm sitting here, you're talking about all that you're doing, Bridget, and I'm just going, wow. So you're 21, correct?
Yes.
And I'm in my mid-30s. I'm like, she has lived just much, way more of a cool life than
twice,
I have.
Twice the life than you, loser. Yeah.
So
I pressed buttons on a podcast.
Bridget, I'm a skydiver, and I have no problem jumping out of airplanes. But one time, I jumped with a guy who it was his first jump. He decided to join a course I was taking to get my license. Mm-hmm. And he was just all talk before he went up in the air. Once he got down, he was shaking like a leaf. He's like, I'll never do that again. He rode there to the drop zone on a Ninja. And so he's like, I want to take you for a bike ride.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So we get on the highway. He's going about 100, and I am just like gripping my teeth, and I'm holding on to him tight, and I'm like, I'm so scared right now. I can't wait to get off this thing. So I really admire what you're doing here. This is, to me, motorcycles scare me. I've never really, that was my only motorcycle. I rode on another bike with somebody else, but.
Address that, Bridget, because I also have some thoughts on that. What are your thoughts on being a passenger on a motorcycle?
So here's what happens a lot of the time when someone gets on the motorcycle for the first time with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The experienced driver is like, all right, I'm going to impress this person. I'm going to go really fast and we
yeah.
do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it scares them.
Yes.
And riding a motorcycle isn't that much different from driving a car for the first time. Like, think about the first time you drove a car on public road.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Sure.
But it's normal for that to be something we do. It's normal to drive a car. So it's just like, all right, well, I have to get over this because this is something I have to do. Motorcycling is an option. And if you push yourself really hard at first or someone else pushes you, it's scary and there's no reason for you to continue and get over that initial fear. And so it just becomes something big in your mind that
right.
you can't touch. But if you get over that and you get comfortable with motorcycles, they're incredible fun. And it's so much more engaging to be on a motorcycle versus in a car. Like, you can't fall asleep on a motorcycle. It just doesn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
All right. You've convinced me. I'm very
no,
very
Dawn,
easily
swayed.
She's
absolutely right, Dawn. I agree with everything she just said. And yeah, I don't understand why guys do that. Yeah, hop on the back.
He felt
emasculated
because I did a better job than he did. So he had to prove something to me.
That's lame. So then he puts you in the frame of mind where you never want to get on a bike again.
Yeah.
No, he's a dick. No, forget about that guy.
Wow, I really admire you, Bridget. What's your website so people can check out your route? I mean, you have so many interesting things on here about your plans, and you're just such an inspiration. How can we support you?
There's a couple of different ways. I hopefully will be updating the website soon. So the website is 2-wheels-round.com. And at this point, I think you can just look up my name, Bridget McCutcheon.
Oh, yeah, you're all over the Google. Yeah, just Google Bridget.
For the record, for everyone, my last name is not spelled with an O.
Okay.
It's a U and an E, McCutcheon.
Yep, at the last part of it, that just between that H and that N, there's a singular E that stands out.
I love it. So, yeah, well, Bridget McCutcheon, I mean, it's BRIDGETMC, capital CUTCHEN. Please donate to her. This is incredible.
And for those listening on the Garage Logic site and certain podcast forms, you will be able just to click on a link that I put in the post and go right to the page from there.
Let me talk to the rich people out there listening to us. I know that you're on Lake Minnetonka and you might be listening to this podcast on your big fancy boat. Give her a couple of grand. You can do it. That's
what's
nothing
it gonna
to
hurt?
Yeah. All those people that live on Lake Minnetonka and those big houses, some of you listen to this.
Help live this, vicariously through her.
This will ease the guilt you feel for being such a rich bastard. Send this gal a few grand and help her achieve her goal.
Because this is great.
This is the coolest thing I've heard of in a long, long time. I wanted to ask you about growing up. You were was your dad or your mom in the Navy?
My dad was in the Navy for 20 years.
Okay. So you've lived around the world, I'm going to assume?
So he retired in 2004, and I've been around America, but I didn't exist when
I'm not good at math, Bridget.
Yeah, she wasn't born yet, is what she's saying.
Bridget, I'm sorry, math not a strong point here.
Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh, I'm just so impressed. This is incredible. Yeah,
I did have in one of the first articles that was written about me, it was like, yeah, she was born on a Navy base in Japan, and I was like, no, it wasn't.
Oh my lord, okay.
But
yeah, and
San Diego.
Right. My dad was also in the Navy and also in San Diego. So that's kind of cool. Now, your Instagram is called bike.will.travel. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Correct.
You've got some videos on there talking about your experience and asking for people to sponsor you.
Yeah.
Man, this is fantastic.
Is it going to be tents the whole time? Please tell me you're going to check into a 4-star every now and then.
She can't afford it because no one's... come on, people.
Okay. Holiday Inn Express. Let's go.
Come on.
So,
go ahead.
In the U.S., I probably won't be staying at any hotels. In Central America, hotels are like, $6.
True.
So I probably will.
Right.
Depending on where I am in the world will dictate that. I am very comfortable camping. as long as I'm not in like a rural area where a lot of people are, I will camp all the time. I love it. I would do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's just going to depend on where I am. If it's a sketchy place, I will find somewhere to stay where there's humans and a door and a bed.
Great. And you will need money for that. Once again, donate to Bridget.
Yeah.
Be an adventure enabler.
Yes, yes.
Are you anticipating any hangers-on? Because I'm thinking I should ride with you for, I'd last about 3-4 hours on a bike before I'd have to get off and take a few days vacation.
He'd make it to Iowa.
Yeah, maybe. I might make it as far as Iowa, but it seems like it'd be a lot of fun to just ride with you for a couple of hours. That,
don't get creepy. Come on now.
How can we turn that into a money-making thing, Dawn?
There's got to
be got to be a way. Yeah, for $100, ride 100 miles, something. I don't know.
Well, yes, there is that, but I don't want to,
Right, you don't, that's too much baggage. Yeah.
Too much baggage, then you have to arrange all that, find out if they're, oh my gosh, Bill didn't make it today, he had diarrhea, now we got to get him on the next leg, you know what I mean? Like, this is too, it's too complicated.
I do expect that there will be people tagging along with me. There is a just absolutely massive network of motorcyclists.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you've ever been on the road and you've seen two motorcyclists go past each other and they put like that reverse T sign down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you do that all the time. It's just, you're going past this other motorcycle and you're like, yeah, you got a motorcycle. And they're like, yeah, I got a motorcycle. That's so cool. And you just go past each other.
Except guys on BMWs, I always give them the thumbs down.
Man.
I think the monetary donation, it's not, just make a donation to make it. I look at it this way. You're making a donation and you get to become a part of something. You're not going on the trip, so to speak, but I mean, she already pretty much said it. She's going to set the record. So indirectly, you get to be a part of supporting the record, which I think is really cool.
That's great, Ross.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. And from my point of view, I am on purpose not getting major sponsors.
Yeah.
So my ability to go on this trip is reliant on other people. I can only do so much, but it is literally up to other people. I am putting myself at the mercy of the general populace. And the way I see it is you're literally buying part of my trip. You are sending me on my way. Which is, a lot to ask, but I think it would be a really cool thing. Someone would do it, please.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to blow past your record, okay?
Yeah,
we're
Yeah, John, there's a couple
record,
of,
your goal, okay?
There's a couple of communities we need to talk to right away in the Twin Cities. You folks living in Gem Lake, I know you're listening to the Krabby Coffee Shop. You folks in North Oaks, and I'm not asking for just $100 here. I want a minimum of $1,000. Edina, if you're from Edina, a $2,500 check right away before the end of business today. Deep Haven, Minnetonka, Wayzata, Excelsior, all of these, Orono, Spring Park. We're going to need some money for Bridget for her trip. Just come through for us, would you?
And
I didn't know I was
going to
be doing fundraising today.
Well, I didn't either, but I'm totally on board. I can't wait to follow your journey and see. When are you starting? Do you have a...
Real soon.
Yeah. So I'm going on a mini trip. I call it a shakedown trip with me. My motorcycle's name is Mab, by the way. Me and Mab are going sort of to the East Coast. And I'm leaving for that July 10th, and I'll be back in Wisconsin on the 23rd. And then I officially leave for my trip August 10th. And by the way, anyone who wants to come with me for part of it or any part, really, just let me know.
You're sweet.
I would be more than happy to have someone tag along. Also, as soon as I start my trip, I will have a tracker up on my website, so you will be able to see
where I am. Yeah.
And that Instagram, I'm sure you'll be updating with, videos and stuff.
Yes, as much as possible. And hopefully, right now, I'm still working. Like, I'm pacing back and forth in the office talking to you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
So
great.
I haven't been able to put out much stuff about what I'm doing because I'm not doing it yet.
Well, we'll get this out for you for sure. We are definitely on your side. This is incredible. It's so inspirational.
I really appreciate it. I really hope this helps, and I'm sure it will. And it's so cool.
Yeah. It really is. It really is. And like I said at the outset, Bridget, I've known people that have been doing that. I've known these guys all my life, from when I was a little kid up until now, that hop on a bike and they go out for a week or 2 weeks or even a month. But none of them have even come close to what you're doing. And I really think you're an inspiration and a badass. And aww. I know you're going to do.
Uh-oh. He's cut out. Where'd he go?
Kenny got so excited he must have unplugged his connection, Bridget. That's how excited you had Kenny.
Kenny, come back.
Because somebody killed Kenny. Who killed
frozen.
Kenny? Oh, boy. Well,
quick, CPR.
Exactly. Yeah. But, gosh, any other questions for her, guys?
I'm good, yeah.
No,
she's just amazing.
I'm incredibly amazed, and we will make sure to get that link up within this post so people can go to the page and learn more. So just awesome stuff, Bridget. Thanks for getting back to me, and thanks for doing this. And sorry we distracted you at work.
Right. Go drive that ship. Wow. Amazing. Well, and also I'll put it on my Instagram. You know, I have a few thousand followers, so every little bit helps.
Absolutely. And cool. I really appreciate you guys interviewing me, and I've had a great time, and I think you guys are really funny.
Oh, thanks. That's only Bridget. Our only talent. All right. Well, thank you, Bridget, so much, and good luck to you. We will be following your journey.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye.
See you, Bridget.
Bye-bye now.
All right, so we're going to call Kenny back. He missed the end of the interview. He's the one that was most excited to talk to Bridget, I think, in the beginning, because he is such a fan of riding motorcycles and everything motorcycles. So he dropped out.
He just got too excited.
He got too excited. You know, I wanted, she said, you know, I'll let anybody ride along with me if they, I have to step in here and say, if she does that and she listens back to this, she needs to go through me first, because I'm doing background checks on everybody. I'll pay for it.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
Oh gosh, what courage to set that kind of a goal. And
I love her attitude too. Just she didn't want to ask for anything, so she'd kind of, you know,
so sweet about it. You know, but I do understand. Like, you don't want to rope a bunch of sponsors that ask, because she's going to be too busy. You know, she does. She doesn't have time to, like, give somebody what they want and negotiate things. Like, just give her the money. You know what I mean? Like, just give and don't expect anything back. So that's what we need to do in this situation here. And hello, Kenny. Are you back?
What happened? I lost all internet. I don't have anything.
You lost all internet? You're actually just on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what happened. You got so excited by that story, Kenny, that you blew up your internet.
Yeah, I was really kissing her ass and really hoping to raise some money for her. I don't know what I did wrong.
I think what happened, from a paranormal perspective, and, you know, some paranormal things, I think, aren't outside forces. They're actually our own energy doing psychokinesis. So what you did is you just had a burst of energy and it took out all of your electronics.
Do you think it was because I was being so positive?
Oh, right. Yes. I do, actually. That's a good point. Kenny's it is the Krabby Coffee podcast, so he's the crabby one. And so you weren't crabby.
Yeah.
The radio god said, don't do it.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've been that excited about a story. But you said goodbye to her, and the last thing I heard...
No, we just hung up on her.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
The last thing I heard, you were bragging about how many Instagram followers you have.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I want to help her out.
Yeah, and I'll throw it up on my Twitter.
Yeah, you have a ton of Twitter followers. There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
I think, do we need to spend some time, Kenny? Do you need to do some live on the pod investigating as to what happened with your internet? Is this solely isolated to you? Is it others around you? Is there a power outage in the area?
No, there's not. Everything's fine with the power, and my fiber optic box is still working as normal. So I don't know, maybe the fiber optic line got broke somewhere. But before you hang up on me and let me go, I did want to talk about DK Mags in New Brighton. They are a full-service gun shop there. They're on the web at dkmags.com. And I've been talking about this for a while, and it's pretty important. Responsible gun owners, we always lock our firearms up, and DK Mags, they are one of the biggest sources in the Twin Cities for all sorts of gun locks to keep your things locked up and inaccessible and inoperable for those who shouldn't be anywhere near them. DK Mags, they also buy and sell used firearms. So if you're in the market for one, but you don't want to spend the full price on a new gun, DK Mags, your source. And they're at Old Highway 8, 443 Old 8 in New Brighton. A wonderful staff, great selection, and very fair prices. I shop around, and DK Mags always comes in with the greatest prices in town. They do have another location up in Monticello, Monticello Pawn and Gun. You'll find electronics, tools, and all sorts of crazy stuff. Monticello Pawn and Gun, 1219 Highway 25 in Monticello, and, of course, DKMags.com.
Kenny, well,
what do you want to do, guys?
Well, I was going to say we can let you run and figure out Internet Gate 2022, and we can just put a wrap on the pot if that works for you, oh, humble host.
Yeah, first of all, let me tell you something really funny, okay? You listening?
Sure.
Uh-huh. After you've insulted me about saying I was bragging about my Instagram followers, I'll listen to your BS. Go ahead.
He insulted me before the pod, too.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
He just he didn't like me clapping back at him.
No,
it's fine.
That was maybe we should just end it there. I was going to suggest we talk about Alexa being creepy, but that might be the place to leave it.
That's it. I love it. It's great.
Well, I'll hit this outro, and if somebody wants to thank the fine listeners, why don't we do that? You got 13 seconds.
All right. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Krabby Coffee Shop. Well, that'd be news from the Krabby Coffee Shop. And help out Bridget, please. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. New episodes drop every week wherever you get your podcasts.